This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Bring up whatever you want here, kicking off the third hour of the program, and a conversation that started with a news report about riots happening happening in Europe over the lockdowns, with people in various cities from Italy to Spain and elsewhere, crowds chanting in Milan, freedom, 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 as they confronted police in the city center, with some shouting conspiracy theories like, the coronavirus does not exist. Footage showed Molotov cocktails and other projectiles being thrown at police cars during the protests, which ended with around a dozen officers being injured and dozens of protesters arrested. This conversation started up a much more, I would say, deep conversation about the idea of freedom itself and how to go about achieving more of it in our lifetime. Mark is about fed up to hear with the libertarian migration movement, the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, that in my opinion has just barely gotten started. The Free State Project's 5-year window to move ends in February, so
that's true.
That has just barely, gotten to the point of completion at this point.
So by then, in February, on February the 3rd, 2021, there should be 20,000 liberty-loving individuals.
But there won't be, because there's probably not even 10,000 of them who are even paying attention anymore, or still alive, or whatever. There's been quite a bit of attrition over time in that particular case. And so you've...
Well, there's been an attrition in people who are signed up. But
the numbers have been increasing as far as the sign-ups.
It's like 25,000 now, isn't it?
Yeah, they keep adding new.
I think a lot more people who aren't signed up for the Free State Project have been moving also.
There's a lot of people who are not participating in the Free State Project who are migrating here. Aria DeMezzo, one of our co-hosts, Captain Kickass, another co-host of ours, good examples of people who've moved without signing anything.
So the thing is, the only job that the Free State Project had was, you had one job, man, to be a count of the number of people who have moved, really.
And they don't
sell the concept.
They count the people who move, but they don't count the people who leave. And so they have failed at that job miserably.
Yeah, and so maybe there should be a tract membership. And that's what the Live Free or Die project would be. Now that you're in New Hampshire, let's live free or die. And basically, what you do is, when you stop considering yourself a member of the project, burn your token so we know.
So,
token?
I'm not sure. But he's talking about starting something different.
I'm talking about the idea of using a token on a blockchain to track membership in this set of people that considers themselves to be fighting for liberty.
Another group of people that that doesn't exist yet. You're talking about a future project that in theory someone could do. But Mark's saying he's fed up with the whole idea of migrating to New Hampshire, and you want to find an island or some other place in the world where you can carve out a spot with a group of people, come into some sort of an agreement with a governmental gang in that particular area, to get a certain carved out spot that you've been calling a free city or
free private city,
an economic zone. So you say that there have been 4,000 of these, or there are 4,000.
There are 4,000 special economic zones,
but they're not free cities in that they weren't started by people who actually care about freedom. They were just started by people who want to make money. Is that the difference?
Sure. I mean, so it makes trade in some ways easier. It allows it reduces restrictions as far as regulation.
But the government's gangs in those areas are still in charge of the police, for instance. Is that right?
Sure.
In those places?
Yeah.
So what you're talking about would be something that hasn't really been tried yet?
It was tried in, for instance, like Hong Kong. Hong Kong was a separate entity from Shenzhen, the rest of China, and it had its own police and these sorts of things.
Well, it was under the British government until 1997.
I thought it was 99. Anyway.
Whatever, 99, 97.
Yeah, they gave it away. And that's so the idea is to have your own zone with your own judicial system, mm-hmm. your own, you know, the executive would basically be only fulfilling the roles of whatever couldn't be fulfilled profitably otherwise. There'd be a contract with the intention of making a, you know, because we believe at Free Private Cities Incorporated that freedom is the best organizational model.
Mm.
And we would like to have as much of that as possible without having the too much in the one area or whatever area that makes it difficult for to get a government to say yes. Right. So we're putting on the table. Hey, look, these special economic zones exist. There's 4,000 of them. If you and your little country, wherever your little country is, mm-hmm. start another special economic zone, you'll be 4,238, which means that you're not special anymore at all. It's just an economic zone.
Okay.
And it's going to be an economic zone run by one of the smallest and weakest governments in the world. So what you're going to have to do is to compete in this field of special economic zones. Is you mm-hmm. can't do what everybody else has done. You have to do something far greater.
Mm. And make a more free special economic zone.
It's going to have to be attractive mm-hmm. for whatever reason.
Right.
And what we can see is that regulation and taxation are the things that tend to drive businesses away. You also have to be in the proximity of other places that people want to be. But if you, in this connected world, where anybody, we could do our business from anywhere. Many people listening to me right now, and this virus proved it, can do their job from anywhere in the world as long as they have an internet connection. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's why we've been seeing more people come here to New Hampshire. But you're talking about going out to like an island nation. Are there any other proposals besides island nations on the table? They're all islands, right?
There is a proposal of a mainland European nation, but like
Liberland,
kind of a nation. No, Liberland
something
is not
else.
A nation.
Okay,
Liberland doesn't function like a nation. This is a it's a break off from a country.
So the free private cities. How many different target destinations are they looking at?
At this point, we have on the table two viable options. Mm-hmm. The third option has been put aside because nobody was interested in it because of its relationship to one of those sovereign nations of which we spoke.
Okay. And I imagine there's
that
like...
That nation was Russia.
Okay. And is it secret, like, where these destinations are?
I can't tell. Like, at this mm-hmm. point, like, these are proprietary relationships mm-hmm. that we have.
You're under a non-disclosure agreement is what you're saying?
Right. I can't talk about that in particular, okay. Where it is. I know you want to know. I know you want to go and look up the Wikipedia article and read about mm-hmm. this particular place wherever it is. You know, and that's not why you're not saying, and I appreciate that. But I brought you in, and you had every opportunity to jump
in. I'm not in. I've not put any money into this. I'm not. I'm just watching with curiosity.
Right.
I'm curious to see what happens. The Honduras thing, from what I've heard from you, fell apart.
I never asked you for money for the Honduras thing.
Nope. And you aren't asking me for money for this because you know I'm not interested in spending it because I'm putting my resources the church has under control here in New Hampshire because I believe this is the best bet. Now, I'm interested in seeing other options. I think it'd be great. I know the Seasteaders, for instance, just bought
a
ship.
They bought a ship that they intend to keep anchored in Panama. So they're going to be completely under jurisdiction of Panama.
Okay, I didn't know any of those details.
I know.
About it.
I'm just frustrated about it. I'm not yelling at you.
What I heard about this ship was they bought a cruise ship and that they're going to begin or have already begun selling rooms on this cruise ship.
Yep.
So now you're saying this.
I tried to do an interview with them, by the way, and they said it, and then they are like, can't do it. And so I think that I don't know what they're trying to do. They're doing their own, they're sending out their email list and doing their own Zoom meetings, and I went to one of them, and, it certainly doesn't have the listenership that Free Talk Live does.
So you're saying this ship is not going to be a free private city. It's going to just simply be a cruise ship that is under the jurisdiction of the Panamanian government?
Yeah, it's going to have some freedoms, beyond that, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then Panama, by the way, pretty darn free place, especially for Americans.
There's been a number of crypto American guys that have gone down there.
Yeah, but I would say that if you just bought a cruise ship, there's one called The World. right? So this is a cruise ship that people buy condominiums in, basically. Mm-hmm. So the cabins are bigger, and you can go on and off anytime you want. You got to pay your fees no matter what. I imagine these are being used as
second homes.
Imagine
being stuck on a cruise ship with a bunch of libertarians. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Sounds awful.
Well, imagine being stuck in a state with one.
Well, that's the thing. There's other people here.
I have fun.
855-450-FREE. You can join us. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany, but when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out.
DINOVITE.com.
So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition.
You get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her Uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. H.P. Lovecraft in our chat room just revealed some very disturbing information, and that is apparently that Penn and Teller, who for a long time had been, promoting the ideas of libertarianism, are now promoting Joe Biden, and that's pretty disappointing to see.
They're promoting him as an alternative to what?
To Trump.
So there's no good answer there? I mean, it's certainly disappointing that they're not supporting Joe Jorgensen.
Well, they should
Jorgensen.
Be supporting Joe Jorgensen. If you want to go out there and call yourself a libertarian and then go and make excuses for voting for someone like Trump or Biden, sorry, you're going to lose a lot of libertarian cred
so
with me.
So you put him in, it sounded to me like you were putting him in a worse category than you would put a Trump supporter in. And to me, either way, it's,
yeah, I mean, if they were out there supporting Trump, I would also be criticizing them.
I don't think the Democrats are more anti-liberty than the Republicans.
I think that the presidential race is an interesting look at game theory and how people react to it. But
it's a
I don't
stupid
at,
game.
Agreed. But
we're all winning stupid prizes.
But I don't ever hang anyone's libertarian cred on it because it's a really complicated scenario for people to sort of,
seems pretty
through.
Simple to me.
It seems simple to you.
Yeah.
Well,
lots of things do, buddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You either vote or you don't vote, and if you vote, then if you want to vote for more freedom, then you should vote for the Libertarian.
You didn't vote for the Libertarian many times. Bob Barr, Gary Johnson.
I never voted for Bob Barr.
I know. You didn't vote. He's the Libertarian candidate.
No, that year there was another Libertarian candidate. His name was George Phillies. He was on the ballot. I voted for him.
Sure. What about Gary Johnson?
I voted for Gary Johnson.
Once or twice?
I voted for Daryl Perry last year, so I think I only did it once.
But he wasn't the Libertarian on the ballot.
Okay, but I still voted for a Libertarian.
You voted for a Libertarian, so that's a small L Libertarian as opposed to the big L Libertarian.
When you think about it, we're voting for the idea, not for the candidate.
Yeah, I understand that my vote doesn't matter one way or another, but it does matter to me how I choose, and I choose to vote for more freedom.
But yes, I get how you choose, and other people look at this differently.
I don't care.
I know you don't. I'm not prepared to pull anybody's libertarian cred, as you refer to it as, over the presidential race.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there are libertarians who are going to vote for Joe Biden for very good reasons. And there's libertarians who are going to vote for Trump for very good reasons. And there's libertarians
pointless.
That will vote for Joe Jorgensen.
Your reasons don't matter.
For very good reasons. And there's libertarians that will not vote at all.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll write in Mickey Mouse or they'll do whatever they do for very good reasons. And I'm fine with all of those things.
Yeah, see, really, it makes sense to me at this point because a lot of people don't like the Libertarian Party for various reasons. And it seems to me
I don't like the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, it seems to me like it wouldn't be a bad idea for there to be a new Libertarian Party.
Oh, it's a waste of time. Yes.
Well, the thing is, if you're talking
about... They tried that, man. It was the Boston Tea Party. Go talk to Tom Knapp.
Okay, well, I think that may have been a good idea. I
didn't
was
work
thinking
out.
The Pirate Party, but
there is a Pirate Party.
The Pirate Party has
and the thing
sun.
Is by starting a new party, you don't have to do all your recruiting from the ranks of the Libertarian Party. As a matter of fact, you'd be stupid to do so.
Sure.
What you would be good, what occupying the Pirate Party would be good for is the ability to recruit a whole new group of people from the ranks of statists to grow.
Easier said than done, man. People don't care. They don't pay any attention.
Well,
if you're a third party, you should know this by now. If you're a third party, you basically
I'm not talking about being a third
sideline.
Party. I'm talking about being a fourth. Okay, and the thing is,
so even less
well,
significant?
That's how they do it in Europe. They have a whole bunch of parties.
This isn't Europe.
Well, I don't care. It's what we're doing here isn't working.
Well,
is
this
it?
Isn't going to work either. You're talking about doing the same thing.
Yeah, that's.
I'm talking about.
You're talking about
doing
restarting
a
another
thing,
another third party
without dissolving the Libertarian Party. So basically,
you wouldn't be able to dissolve it.
The
so.
Green Party exists. So you already got a fourth party.
Okay.
The Constitution Party.
Okay.
The Reform Party.
And there should be more parties. Because what you can do then is you can build up a political party out of people who can't stand the existing members of the Libertarian Party.
The time that you would spend...
There are enough Libertarians that hate the Libertarian Party to make another 10.
And then they would hate each other.
Let them hate each other. Yeah. Form 10 more parties.
10 more completely pointless...
Why you could get a party into the debates, you are rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. There's no point in it. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, look, well, we tried starting another party, nobody.
You suck up people.
No, you don't. You're acting as though people will care. And they don't.
There are people who will.
But they don't, honestly.
The number will be zero. There's enough people to keep the Libertarian Party going, and there's ten times 50 years. As many people as hate them for being autistic than there are them. So let's find all the Libertarians that hate the Libertarian Party and make a political party out of
them. Go for it.
Just to
give
them a place.
If that's how you
want to
spend your time, then go for it. I think you're much better spending your time on things like CopBlock.app. I mean, can you imagine the amount of time you would pour into forming a new political party and trying to spend time and money promoting it to all these people just to get people to join, and then if it grows to a certain size, if you could actually get it to whatever size we're talking about, whatever that is, if you could get it that far, then of course there's infiltration, then there's infighting.
The Buccaneer Party has to come after the Pirate Party.
Pointless. It's pointless. What's the point of this?
The point of it is that as you're doing it, you're sucking up people. Okay? If all of these parties remain in existence, it's a solution to the problem that libertarians can't stand each other. So they
Go start another party. We tried it here in New Hampshire, and you know what? Where'd it go? It was called the New Hampshire Liberty Party. It was an alternative to the Libertarian Party. Here's we've done this.
Well,
we had a few dozen members at one point, and then it went down.
Did you put energy into it?
Yeah,
did you put money into it? Because if you don't put any energy into it, nothing's going to happen.
I just told you we had a few dozen members.
Okay.
I look at the
fans.
It lasted for a number of years.
So
we ran some candidates.
Energy is the issue. The system is set up to actually get you to expend energy. It's a treadmill. It's a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
You're going to go out there.
Pointless.
You're going to go out there. You're going to get on the ballot in New Hampshire, and then you get on the ballot in Maine, then you get on the ballot in Massachusetts, and pretty soon you've got yourself on in 23 states or whatever, and you still can't win. The one thing the Libertarian Party does, and what I appreciate them for, and the reason that I tend to vote for their candidates whenever possible, is they'll at least go through the work to get on the ballot, which has been made so difficult by the other parties.
Well, basically, the way I would do it, and I actually think this is a viable idea the more I think of it, and here's what you would do. Basically, just keep becoming political parties, and then with each group, and then, for example, at some point before the election, have all of those parties have an election between them as to
pure fantasy.
What's the best? It actually can be done by computer on a blockchain. Verifiable.
The amount of energy and time you'd have to put into it would not be worth your energy and time, and the results would certainly not be worth it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want, you can have the New Hampshire Liberty Party. No one cares about it either. We're coming up to your moments. This is Free Talk Live. It's got two members left.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. government moves to regulate cryptocurrencies after the Attorney General publishes enforcement framework. $4.8 billion still missing from the Silk Road. Some of the oldest bitcoins were just moved. Is Satoshi Nakamoto back in the game? Publicly traded companies move more cash into Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter of the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor Ashok Badal and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. If it's war he wants, it is war he will get. Bain Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The First Lady made her rare campaign speech on Tuesday. Melania Trump spoke to supporters in Atglen, Pennsylvania, in what was her first solo appearance on the campaign trail this year. The First Lady focused her message on the COVID-19 pandemic, talking about her family's bout with the virus, and taking Democrats to task for politicizing the pandemic.
The Democrats have chosen to put their own agendas ahead of the American people's well-being. Instead, they attempt to create a divide on something that should be nonpartisan and non-controversial. A divide that causes confusion and fear instead of hope and security.
The president himself held rallies in Michigan and Wisconsin and will speak shortly in Nebraska, while former Vice President Joe Biden campaigned in Georgia. This is USA Radio News. The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google will be before the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday to face questioning over accusations of bias and their special protections under the Communications Decency Act. Senator Roger Wicker says these companies have immense power as gatekeepers of information. The Mississippi Republican told Fox Business that it's clear to him that these companies have allowed a blatant bias to direct their activities.
I think recent examples, in particularly this New York Post story about Hunter Biden, they just indicate to a lot of us on the right that when it comes to policing what actually gets out to the public and what doesn't, there's a bit of bias on behalf of the liberal point of view and a whole lot more restriction to conservative thought.
The virtual hearing will examine the provision that protects social media companies from liability for what their users post on their services. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have also the Matrix chat server. You can join that over at chat.lrn.fm, and that's where the instructions are for you to sign up and get involved in that server. It's Ian, Mark, and nobody in the studio tonight inviting you to ForkFest. You can go to forkfest.party. For those of you who, you know, you're still looking for an option because you live in one of these other places around the world that's not New Hampshire, where there's probably not as much freedom overall. Yes, New Hampshire has been pretty lame when it comes to the coronavirus crackdown situation. It's sort of mid-pack among the 50 states when you look at just coronavirus lockdown restrictions rules. But overall, New Hampshire is one of the most, if not the most, free of all the 50 states. So it's a great place to go, especially if you're in a place like Illinois, California, Texas, or a variety of other places.
You'll certainly get a lower, if you move anywhere from basically anywhere in New England to New Hampshire, you'll pay less in taxes.
Now is a time when a lot of people are looking to move and get out of the place where they are. As you pointed out, Mark, a lot of jobs have converted without intending to. They converted to work from home.
Many people fleeing Boston and New York are heading right now to Cheshire County, New Hampshire.
Well, we'd like more of those folks to be freedom-oriented, and so a good excuse to check out. Well, there's actually a number of people moving up here, Mark. There are people who have absolutely left where they are. We had a guy move up to, I think, Manchester recently. He left the Bronx. He's a libertarian. He came out to our Social Sunday event. We've had more people attending Social Sundays in recent weeks than over the last, I would say, few years as far as visitors are
concerned.
Obviously,
the libertarians are going to come to see the libertarians.
That's what I'm saying. They should come here. Go to forkfest.party, and that's when you can come up here for an entire week, June 28th through July 4th. So if you want to, you know, see what it's like to be around other freedom-loving people, that exists. Now, maybe the Free City thing will take off, and I'm interested in hearing all about it, but it doesn't exist yet. New Hampshire, the migration here, the freedom migration exists, and it's happening, and more people are picking up their lives, and they're moving here, and the fact is, that's resulting in good things. It's resulting in an amazing community of people here that you're definitely going to want to be around. So go to forkfest.party, mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th. It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival. That means there's no one in charge except for every individual who comes there and decides what to do for themselves. And that means there's no ticket cost. You just have to reserve your camping, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground, June 28th through July 4th. Let's go to the phones here. We got Hank. He's on the line in Florida. Hank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Hello? How are y'all doing?
What's on your mind, Hank?
I thought I'd weigh in on this thing. Wouldn't it be easier to convince like a libertarian to run as a Democrat or a Republican?
Yeah, right now our co-host Aria DeMezzo is running as a Republican, and she is currently the main candidate, the Republican candidate on the ballot here for sheriff in Cheshire County. In fact, we've got a number of libertarians who've moved to New Hampshire and have run as Republicans and Democrats and gotten elected.
And won. So your system is the right system.
Yes, so yes, you are correct.
Yeah, by infiltrating the two major parties,
correct,
you get a lot more exposure than you do as running as a third party.
Yep, you're absolutely right about that, and I think that was one of the decisions that a lot of the activists who moved here made, and they were right. It did work.
So do you think maybe that's what Penn and Teller are doing?
I don't know.
I think Bernie Sanders has ran as an independent, but he's really a Democrat socialist. But, you know, where he's at, he's able to run as an independent and gain traction. But in
Well, he ran as a Democrat when he tried to run for president, just to be clear. He didn't run as an independent.
But he's in the Senate as an independent.
Senator and stuff, I think he's an independent, right?
Yeah. But everybody knows he's a commie.
Well, yeah. And that's why I say it'd be a lot easier to infiltrate the Republican Party and Democrats.
Yep. Absolutely. But here's the key, Hank. Here's the key. You're right about that, but it won't work everywhere because you have to still concentrate your activism in one geographic area. The reason why it's working in New Hampshire is because we have enough liberty-minded folks who are moving here to do it. Libertarians in Florida will have no success.
Activism isn't going to do it. Activism's not the solution.
I don't know. I think a lot of people have.
No, you'd have to colonize it.
Hank's trying to talk here. What's that, Hank?
I think a lot of people have libertarian views. They may not want to just jump into the party, but, you know, I know a lot of conservatives that smoke weed. Well, they say, conservatives don't smoke weed. Well, all my conservative buddies do, but, you know, we both talk, but we smoke weed. You know, so the stereotyping doesn't always work.
So you support him putting you in prison for weed?
Well, I haven't seen Trump put anybody in prison for weed. I think
are people in federal prison for weed. Why hasn't he let them out? You're literally supporting your own imprisonment when you support a prohibition president. You are literally saying, I will pay money to have my friends and myself put in prison by that scumbag Trump.
Trump ain't putting you in prison. It's your local government that's putting you in prison.
But you're supporting a prohibitionist.
Trump has done more.
Trump is a prohibitionist.
And I think Trump would do much better if he leaded towards legalizing marijuana.
Yeah, I think he would, too. If he had half a brain, he would have done that.
But wait, hasn't he made some public statements about supporting...
He makes public statements on both sides of every issue. But what has he done for pot smokers? Nothing.
That's true.
So any pot smoker who votes for Donald Trump is a moron.
But Joe Biden hasn't done anything either. Joe Biden is an incredible drug warrior. He's one of the
originals. And any pot smoker who votes for Joe Biden is a moron.
Yeah, so and now you've got Penn and Teller going in for Joe Biden.
And this is why I said,
of course, he doesn't smoke pot.
Previously, I don't hold anybody responsible for their presidential vote because it's a very interesting look at game theory.
I don't hold him responsible. I'm just saying if you smoke pot, you should be supporting Joe Jorgensen and nobody else.
I know. It's within a week of the election, so everybody's tempers are running high. Whatever.
Hank, any other thoughts?
Joe Jorgensen isn't going to win.
Hank, go ahead. Well, if people voted for it, she would.
We're going to win no matter which, or we're going to lose no matter what.
I'd appreciate one last thought.
Yep.
I'll vote for a candidate who's likely to win because I want somebody that's most like my views. I believe in freedom of speech, freedom of guns, freedom of religion. And whoever's for that, and I don't think Joe Biden and Democrat Party's for that.
And neither is Donald Trump.
Right. Donald Trump restricted bump stocks. Donald Trump has arrested people for, you know, basically what they've said
online. He's no more anti-freedom, or he's no less anti-freedom than Biden is. They're twin monsters.
Now that he's given his reason, I would like to address the reason.
Okay.
So he says he wants to vote for a candidate that has a chance to win. And, in fact, it doesn't matter. You're not going to be the one vote that decides whether or not that candidate wins, so you might as well vote for the candidate that you like the best and most appreciate your views.
Right. Free speech, gun freedom, drug freedom, that's Joe Jorgensen.
It's not like they're going to give you a cookie if your candidate wins.
A couple thousand people vote for that same candidate before for the same reasons, and yeah, he wins.
Yeah, but you don't have a couple thousand votes. You have one vote.
I have a lot of friends and supporters that think like I do. I have a lot of like-minded people who will vote for Trump.
Yeah, but if people actually voted for what they believed in, then maybe Joe Jorgensen would win if people actually believe in freedom.
See, this is the game theory aspect of it. So if you look at the Prisoner's Dilemma, go look it up, Prisoner's Dilemma. And it's a fascinating game to look at and see why people do what they do. And this is the reason that we have two parties, and this is the reason that we have, some might say, the worst choices for president that we've ever had.
People keep voting for him.
And it's probably only going to get worse.
Every time, they keep using the same excuses. Thank you, Hank, for the call. I do appreciate it, man.
I understand where he's coming from, though. I get it.
A plague on both your houses. Vote Libertarian.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And the thing is, even if Joe Jorgensen won, it wouldn't make much of a difference, because then you still have Congress to deal with. But then again, maybe more people would get voted in if they voted Libertarian.
It would make a huge difference.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. If you want to weigh into this discussion, we've been just talking generally about freedom as a concept, and how do we get from here to there, and there's all kinds of different ideas, and which ones are going to actually gain some traction. We've definitely got some traction here in New Hampshire with the largest migration of freedom-loving people coming here over the last 15 years. That's undoubtedly true, and more people are moving here. We, like I said, have a bunch of folks who've been coming up and checking out the Keene area, and I'm sure also Manchester gets a lot of people moving there. It's a big city here in New Hampshire. The Seacoast, certainly popular. If you like it a little more sparse, you can head up to the North Country, and if you really love political action, of course, Concord is a good destination. Now, what about the other options out there in the world? Well, of course, there is this free cities thing that Mark has been talking about, and I think I want to bring it back to that, because that is definitely one of the new ideas out there. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. It's 855-450-FREE in these remaining moments here on Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733. We didn't even get a chance to get into the story about the 30 officers apparently injured in some way or another in protests after the cops in Philadelphia shot a knife-wielding man. So protests going on in Europe over
the
lockdowns.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and protests have been going on in Philadelphia over the last what appears to be 24 hours. Philadelphia Police Department confirmed a 56-year-old sergeant was struck by a black pickup truck. They've actually injured a bunch of officers in various different ways, and I don't know anything about the details. Okay, here we go. The incident began when police responded to a radio call involving a person with a weapon, encountered a man on a residential street brandishing a knife and waving it erratically. Officers ordered the man to drop the knife, then fired at him after he followed them with the weapon, say police. A video posted to social media appeared to show the man identified later as 27-year-old Walter Wallace, circling around a parked car and walking toward officers as they backed away from him, shouting, "Put the knife down." Officers were then seen firing several shots. Wow. So, yeah,
Mythbusters actually did something on this, you know, knife versus gun thing, and they did find that it was something like 15 to 20 feet that a person with a knife has an advantage over a person with a gun.
Because they can approach you before you can draw and
that's
fire,
that's true if you're not drawn, but police always walk into that situation with their guns already brought
that's
to
true.
Bear.
Sure.
So they don't have that defect at all.
I don't know what I'm supposed
Once
to do.
Once your gun is drawn,
yes,
you have all the advantage because you can shoot somebody from 2 feet away so long as you're paying attention.
I don't know about all the advantage, and I wouldn't go for 2 feet, but yes, I would say that
I'm not saying I would hold it. It's a giant game of chicken.
Yes.
Okay. The police definitely pussy out very quickly at this game of chicken.
Well, if you're walking towards the police with a knife in your hand, as they're pointing guns at you and telling you to put down the knife,
it's a bad plan.
Yeah, the probable,
plan.
Almost certain future is you looking like Swiss cheese.
However,
it carries with it the usual penalties for bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Well, however, but as one neighbor pointed out here, the police could have approached this differently. They could have used a non-lethal weapon to subdue this person.
Well, and the people could have approached this differently. They could have not called the police. They could have called somebody else.
Yeah. So, Mark, you were talking about a situation where purported libertarians would be filing or would be coming together on an island nation to negotiate with the government gang there to say, "Hey, we'll pay you yearly X amount of dollars if you cut out a swath of land or a small island or something like that for us to be on to do kind of our own thing." With very limited exceptions.
Right, so they would basically, you know, like crimes with a victim kind of thing, their police would, you know, have some level of jurisdiction at that point.
Would that mean those police would be patrolling the streets?
No. The police, and this is true in Prospera down in Roatan in Honduras also, is that they provide their own private security inside of the special economic zone.
Okay. And so, what else do we need to know about this?
I think that if you want to find... So, you've got to determine what liberty is for you. I mean, and I don't mean some aggregate number put together by a think tank in Washington, D.C., because I find that to be not particularly valuable in so much as, you know, it's not the liberties I want. So, here in New Hampshire, I may drive around without a seatbelt. Big deal. I don't. I can ride a motorcycle without a helmet. Don't want to do that. I could marry another man.
Okay.
Don't want to do that either. These are freedoms that are of no value to me today. Whereas on Saipan, for instance, you know, I'm paying half an income tax that I am in the United States. And
I thought they didn't have an income tax in Saipan.
They have an income tax.
Oh, they do. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have an income tax.
Oh.
But, you know, you...
Right. It's the property tax they don't have.
They don't have property tax. They don't have sales tax. They've got their income tax is about half.
Got it.
And, yeah, it goes from there. So, you know, and then if I wanted to, there would be... You know, they've got prostitution is ignored. Gambling is legal. Weed is legal. You know, it's got all the things that libertarians want. So that's why I've called it the freest place in the United States.
I don't think those are all the things that libertarians want. But
that's what they're always talking about.
Well, they're certainly important issues, and they're good issues because a lot of people want those things. But, it's certainly a common thing to talk about, but it's not the be all and end all.
I don't think that libertarians are whoremongers, but they spend an inordinate amount of time talking about legalizing prostitution and drugs and, you know, whatever.
Well, of course, because those are the worst. If you look at the money spent on it, if you look at the number of lives destroyed by it, the war on drugs and the war on prostitution, we're just talking about ending the wars that are being fought.
We're talking about ending prohibition, and prohibition includes those specific areas. gambling, prostitution, guns, and drugs. I mean, those are the four key, I would say, prohibited areas.
Huge ideas, but of course, you know, there's also, you know, the right to 3D print various plastic widgets, or whatever it is that
or open your own business without asking permission.
To do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
But Mark, what you're saying is Saipan didn't go far enough, or it's not free enough. This free private cities idea has more potential.
Saipan is a is a territory of the United States, mm-hmm. and that isn't going to allow you to do. What we want is to create our own jurisdiction, and inside that jurisdiction to operate as these ideas of libertarianism have to be tried to see if they work.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about them a lot, and we argue that we should have the freedom to do this or that, and we're never going to know whether these things. And people say, that stuff won't work. Well, how do we know it won't work? We've got to try it someplace,
mm-hmm.
and as soon as it gets tried, and then we can see fail or succeed. What's going on here?
Gotcha. Yeah. So you guys are currently exploring options. You're currently talking to the governments there, the government gangs there.
We are in talks with government gangs. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure they would prefer not to be.
Is there anything you can say about this, or is it all like non-disclosure?
At this point, I can only tell you that we we're going someplace to mm-hmm. meet with politicians that understand that have read the book. Free Private Cities.
The politicians have.
Yes. Written by Titus Gable.
So there's a book about this.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You can go Free Private Cities on Amazon and get Free Private Cities.
Is there a website?
Yes. So type in Free Private Cities.
Okay.
It'll come up on Google. The website, I can't remember exactly what it's off the top of my head.
But you work for these guys.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, this question hasn't been asked to me.
FreePrivateCities.com.
Okay. FreePrivateCities.com.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's what I was going to guess, but I wasn't certain.
Got it.
And, so...
Are you going to have to be rich to join a free private city?
I don't see why.
Okay.
Somebody's going to have to, you know, people have to work within the cities.
Mm-hmm.
So
you need a garbage man or whatever, right? Like anybody can go down there.
I'm pretty sure
the
waiters,
is anybody going to hire anybody? Because we've done a terrible job in New Hampshire of colonizing the economy. You know, there has been almost no jobs created outside the white market by free staters. So if you don't want to have a tax paying job, your options are very limited.
Well, this is going to be business people, right? That are going to be investing in this.
Right.
Thing,
they're going to need people.
Right.
To
but
do
they're
so.
Not going to take out your trash.
Well, I don't think you're going to hire people, libertarians from the United States to take out your trash. That sounds like a bad idea. That sounds like to me like you would take somebody from the island nation and give them that job. However, mm-hmm. you're probably not going to give them the job of coding.
Right.
If they haven't done that
job,
before.
Yeah.
So, it would presume that there would be more white collar.
It's interesting.
Work.
I got to say, you know, I definitely want to hear more about it as it develops. Hopefully, you'll be able to tell us things as they become public or whatever.
Yeah.
Let us know. Thanks for sitting in here tonight. I know you weren't expecting to be here, but it was turned into a really interesting show. So, and check out Nobody over at electnobody.com. He does a show called Nobody Tells the Truth. That'll be happening Friday. You doing that Friday, Nobody?
Yeah, I'm planning to.
All right, great. Check that out. And we got more tomorrow night. See you online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.